Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. It is 5:33 p.m.
I'd like to call this meeting to order and do a roll call. Lee Bougie.
Here.
Bob Ferguson.
Here.
Angela Kowalczyk-Adrian. Dan Fox.
Here.
I'm here. Danielle
Pierke is excused.
She's not here. And Trustee Rob Atwood.
Here.
Any modifications to the agenda at all? Hearing none, we'll move to adopt the agenda.
Move.
Second.
First by Fox, second by Adrian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Agenda is adopted. Then we'll go into the approval of the July 23rd, 2019 minutes. And there's copies here if people don't have them along.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Bougie, second by Atwood.
Can I ask a question real fast? I
no,
see that.
I'm
well, no, just a quick question about the minutes. I see Angela couldn't serve a third term, so I'm assuming you've become the chair now.
Yeah.
But that's not listed anywhere here in the minutes.
It's towards the beginning of the minutes.
It just says a new chairperson needs to be elected.
Under
I'll move
election.
To elect. My apologies. I don't have my glasses. I can't read that well right now.
Perfectly
so,
all right.
That's okay. You're both reading them. So. There's a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those against? All right.
And congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for not electing me in my absence.
That was a close
just wait. Yeah. Just wait.
Uh-huh.
There were some other committees that needed
public appearances. Doesn't look like we have any information. Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest.
Yes, just a couple of information items. Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest is the second event for the year. Will be held October 12th at Green Isle Park from 12 to 4 p.m. So if you're available, it's a great opportunity. And I did hear rumblings today of there is a Badger game that day, and there might be some visual opportunities to watch the Badger game during that as well. So we'll see
is
how
that
works.
Saturday?
It is on a Saturday.
But
yes.
You can neither confirm nor deny that.
I can, exactly.
So we'll have Badgers in the park?
Maybe.
All animal control.
The Rush Family East River Trail flooding.
Yeah, just wanted to give the committee an update. As you well know, the trail, Rush Family East River Trail, has had high water issues all year from the time we had a major flood this spring all the way through recently. Just wanted to give you an update. Currently, there's five spots along the trail where there was water that crested the trail. It wasn't super deep, but it did impair, you know, walkers. You know, a lot of people biked through the water, but you know, a couple major areas were under the 172 bridge and the Hoffman Street Bridge, which make it a little difficult. And
is this still at the entrance to Green Isle on the south side there also? Was that still flooded up or
as it goes to under the bridge there?
Right after you come up, yes.
Yep,
on the other side of the bridge.
Yep, exactly. So here's a map kind of showing, and so I had our intern put a nice post out on social media, and lo and behold,
there were quite a few comments on that too, weren't there?
Lo and behold, I had this hat. If you didn't see it yet.
Are you in this? Is there a cameo by you?
The East River Trail is scenic and heavily used, very popular trail. People from all over the region and out of town have come to utilize that trail system. But thanks to extremely high water levels on the East River, trail users constantly have to dodge standing water. With the water levels that we've had, and it's not just the East River, but the Fox River,
have been all year long, which has affected our East River Trail, the Rush Family East River Trail, and sections where we actually have water that's cresting the banks and has been sitting there all summer long.
Alloway Parks Director Chris Clark says high water headaches first emerged this spring when ice shelves built up and flooded Three Mile Park. Continued wet weather and occasional strong northeast winds causing the East River to rise have village officials considering options.
We'll have to discuss that, you know, with our organization, with our elected officials and our committees, and come up with some solutions, whether that's doing some work along the trail that might prevent the water, or maybe just have a temporary grounding that takes them out of that location up on the street, on the sidewalks, things like that.
At a time of year when northeast Wisconsin is generally the driest, Clark says some serious issues are a real possibility if the water doesn't work before winter. Jeff Alexander, Action 2 News, Alabama. And today's rain serves as another reminder of just how wet this year has been, more than 8 inches above normal. All summer long has had an impact on people walking, running, biking East River Trail. The Parks Department says heavy rains or northeast winds have caused the East River to crest its banks on numerous occasions since spring. In many areas has left standing water on the trail throughout the summer. Parks Director says considering right now is usually the driest time of the year, the Village of Alloway will look at ways to potentially alleviate the problem in the future.
We'll have to discuss that with our organization. With our
it's just a repeat of the previous stuff. So. Yeah, that's my cameo. So, anyway, like I said, it's kind of been an issue. We did discuss, I have discussed it with other communities, if they had any plans in place. And at this point in time, just kind of let Mother Nature do her thing and see what happens in the future with the water levels.
Bellevue hasn't. That side of Bill on Huff or on LMA Ave has been flooded for, what, 3 years straight now?
Yes, exactly. So nobody really has any plans to do anything. We're just going to kind of see, what happens with, it all starts with, Lake Michigan.
It's a flood plain, isn't it?
It is.
I mean.
And, when we see it the worst is, like Jeff had explained in the news story, when the winds come out of the north and northeast, it pushes all that water back up in from the bay into the river, which pushes the Fox River back and the East River. So,
any damage to the trail?
No, none yet.
It's not washed out or eroded.
Correct. We have not seen any erosion yet along the banks. There's a couple of locations where it's close, where the bank, when it was built even, it was pretty close to the edge of the bank. It might be something we'll have to look at in the future is maybe some riprapping or things along that lines to protect, the trail and kind of go forward from there.
Does DNR have to get involved if you do anything with the East River?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. If you do anything within the water or the floodplain or a wetland, obviously.
Even if you were to try to build some kind of levee or
correct.
Anything like
yeah.
that?
Correct. It's not that they discourage it. It's that you just have to get the proper permitting and go through some of those types.
What about something as simple as sandbags?
It's a possibility, but that's a temporary fix. Yeah. Sandbags don't last forever.
Let's hope not.
Yeah,
Before major money was put in it, I'd recommend doing sandbags or something just to displace the water for a period of time.
And like I said, we do have some options in some of the locations that maybe we, temporarily direct people to go, up onto the street, on the sidewalk and go around that area or something like that. So there's some options there, too.
Yeah, maybe even just signage before a person actually gets there to let them know that up ahead.
Yeah, and good point. We do have several signs along the trail that says, high water, trails closed, things like that, to allow people, give them a notice at least.
So. I have a question.
Detours.
What's that?
I'm saying detours.
Detours. Thank you.
So this is outside of Alloway, but it is related to East River Trail, where you do have that flooding that, like you referred to, that's reoccurring right under the Alloway Bridge. What can be done about that? Because everybody's crossing on the road, and that's becoming unsafe. To just even have a pedestrian crossing
And they do have that option at that location that the trail does split, so there is that crossing across the highway there. It's county road, so it would have to go through the processes of working through the county, I'm guessing. Okay. And that, so.
Is that something that could even come from us, or should it come from us, or, you know, maybe talk to Bellevue? I know Stephanie's not there anymore now.
Right,
do they have a
new
director?
They do. Okay. The recreation coordinators, from my knowledge, has taken that position. So,
so is that who should maybe lead that effort?
I would think so. I've had at least one person contact me on that very topic, and I directed them to the Bellevue Park and Rec Department. And the county to kind of go that route.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's such a busy road, and I see kids even trying to zip across right there. And
since the south side of Alloway Ave doesn't have sidewalk past where that gated community is,
that
does create a bit of a dangerous situation for people there.
Even if they repainted the lines, there is a crosswalk.
Oh, is there?
There is.
Yeah. You can't see it.
No. I didn't realize. Okay, so painting the lines would help somewhat, but even just like if you can get some of those signs or flashing lights. Yeah, like they have at St. Vincent, then something like that would be great. Okay. Thanks.
Good.
All right, we'll go to item 6. Discussion action, construction of pickleball courts.
I compiled some information here. I did receive some additional project estimates. Still waiting on a couple, but got some more information for the committee to try to, give you as much information as I can at this point with regards to, does the village want to construct pickleball courts? If so, where? And, or do we want to, utilize current facilities and, kind of convert something along that line? So, where's my... just wanted to bring it up here on that. There we go.
Pickleball use the same net that tennis does? That was option 3. So.
Correct. That would be option 3. From our previous discussions, option 1 would be constructing brand new courts. We did receive at that time one budget estimate that was north of $200,000. Mm-hmm. Since then, I did get another one from a company out of Milwaukee. They were in the $137,000 range. Waukesha, and I can't recall if I had shared this with the committee or not, but they had recently put out a bid, which they received bids back to do 6 courts as well, and that was in the $110 to $123 range for, I think they had 5 different bids from local companies down there. So to give you an idea of what we would be looking at with regards to if we bid out to build a battery of 6 new courts, and the committee had decided last meeting to look at the East Lawn Park area. So, which would be this area here at East Lawn Park, which is kind of that flatter area where the old ice rink used to be. In talking with another contractor that did look at that tennis court, he says it's beyond repair too. So, it wouldn't suffice as utilizing that with regards to the current surface. Another option would potentially be to convert one of our locations that has 2 existing tennis courts that are side by side into a 6 pickleball court, which would either be at Langley Park or Kiwanis Park. A much more cost effective option, and here's Langley Park, which would have the 2 courts and you could fit 6 in there, or Kiwanis Park, which is the same size. Estimate I received for this location in particular of cleaning, crack sealing, repainting, is just short of $20,000. Posts and nets are another $3,200. Fencing to put that mid, I guess you'd call it kind of mid-court fencing across the middle to separate the courts, you know, would be similar to here where that purple line is. You know, another $2,700, give or take. You know, we're looking at $25,000. You know, much more cost-effective.
You could do both parks for a fraction of what they want for one park.
For utilizing current facility as opposed to building a new. Option three is what we currently do. We paint pickleball court lines on our existing tennis courts, utilizing the existing net. You know, that's $200, give or take, just the cost of paint and our staff labor to do that. Not a preferred option by the pickleball group that was in here that gave us that presentation at the time. That is, you know, is an option. So, we are currently working. Oh, my note here. I have a note. Currently working on some grants opportunities. I did hear back from the Green Bay Packers Foundation, who we put a grant in for, and it was. It's a grant that you get between $3,000 and $7,000. Actually, Larry McCarron is our contact person there, and he called me and. We had a nice discussion, and he was very favorable on the possibility of us potentially getting some grant monies from that foundation. From my understanding, that would be for building new courts. Another grant that we're looking at right now is the Schreiber Food Community Foundation, or Community Grant. We're working on that. That grant is due in October. By 1st of November, and that one ranges anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000, depending on your project. And then there's a couple of other grant opportunities out there that we're looking into that might be able to offset some of those costs. Just another quick note: the cost to replace that one court at this court here at East Lawn Park, if we were just to replace that as a tennis court with new fencing and new nets, is $55,000. So just to give the committee an idea of what that would cost.
Is that the tear up of the existing surface
and laying
reapplying?
Yeah, okay. Reapplying a new surface, pulling that old fence out. Wanted to get you all the numbers that I have obtained so far and as much information as I have, see if we want to, at this point in time, make a recommendation, do anything along that lines, or just, you know, continue our dialogue and discussion on that item.
What's the potential issue of eliminating two tennis courts if you decided to go the Kiwanis or the Langley?
Right. There might be some pushback, but those two locations don't seem to have a lot of tennis play. The majority of our tennis play now seems to be at Green Isle Park. And out of those two locations, you know, Langley probably has the least amount of use that I would see. But like I said, Kiwanis Park, you know, we don't see a ton of use there, you know, either. You know, like I've said in the past, I think a lot of our pickleball players now are tennis players of the past, so they've kind of gotten out of that and gotten more into the pickleball. You know, might there be some, you know, pushback from some residents, maybe initially? I guess I don't know, but we do have plenty of facilities, you know, at other locations within the village, whether it be, you know, at one of the other two parks, you know, one of the other parks or Green Isle Park.
Where's Kiwanis Park at?
That is off East River and Briar.
So both of those parks are on the south side of 172.
That is correct. That is correct. Yep. And both currently do have restroom facilities. You know, that was a discussion point that we had talked about.
Have more parking than the other?
Well, you get the school lot at Lane Glades.
Right.
The school and the Y.
And the YMCA.
Oh. Yeah. And the school just got brand new blacktop. So.
Yeah, maybe Kiwanis.
Kiwanis is right. More freestanding.
It is.
Kiwanis, you have to park on East River, don't you?
No, there's a parking lot.
It's a small lot, but if there's a soccer game going on, it gets filled pretty fast.
It's filled pretty fast.
Then you park on the street.
Right.
Then we never see it from the trail. So.
Well, I guess I like the option to Kiwanis Park. However, I'm still of the same mindset that it would be something that I think you'd look at in a larger picture of our capital improvements plan and you know, not necessarily move this up to the top of the list unless one of the grants happened to come through that
right.
You know, covers
right.
Most of it, all of it.
Can I ask why our bids are so much higher than even the highest bid that Waukesha received?
Time of year. Their bids were early in the spring.
They have more competition down there.
And a little bit more competition now. That is correct. You know, this time of year, all the contractors are booked tight. You know,
yep, we're aware of that. Overbooking or overbidding so they don't have to worry about it.
Some of that. I did, and this kind of rolls into the capital improvement project discussion later on. But our Parks Capital Project Fund does have a balance of $207,000 right now. And that does not include any of our pavement projects because those were bonded for. So the project that we're doing at Green Island Park of the parking lots is not part of that.
So that's available funds.
That is available funds for any of the capital improvement projects. For any years going into the future.
How is that fund replenished? From tax base or
typically tax base and or sale of equipment. We've sold some park equipment in the past and been able to, you know, put some funds in there that way. Grant money is kind of filtered through there as well. Or
okay,
donations.
Okay. Because that was a good question. Like, does it get
is it in perpetuity or
every year? Like, oh, we've got $200,000 to play with, you know, annually.
Yeah, we have in the past, the village board has in the past, budgeted, I think it was $13,000, dollars over the last 3 or 4 years.
Per year?
Per year we've been putting into there. And that typically has been for items. We have our park sign replacement that we've been doing annually. Replacement of park furnishings. We've been buying about $5 for picnic tables and benches.
So does maintenance and upkeep come from that fund also, or is that separate?
No, that's operations, correct.
The signs, is that under operations, or is that?
The large park signs is under the.
So this is purely for capital expenditures. We don't have to worry about R&M or any of that kind of stuff with this.
Very good. No.
Well, with that money sitting in there, it'd be tough, personally, as a taxpayer in this community, to see half of it disappear to build a brand new pickleball court when we could take advantage of existing facilities for a lot less money. But that's just me being cheap. But fiscal conservatism is very important.
Yeah.
So.
I guess if we were to do that, then you would have to let those people know, well, we're going to be doing new facilities at East Lawn.
We wouldn't even
not necessarily.
We don't have to tell them that we're going to do that. This is just an option. That
East Lawn is the one that's way up on the north end.
Yeah,
that's kind of hidden there.
East, yes, correct.
Well, I guess just to let people know like where their courts are going. Like, okay, we're using these courts for...
Right.
Pickleball, but we're putting new courts
in them. Or we're maintaining Green Isle and Langley.
Sure, right. You know, and that's an option to discuss too. Is you know, does this facility at East Lawn Park, does it even get replaced? You know, or
do you do any kind of studies that show utilization of each green space within the community?
We do not. Okay. You know, it's...
Because I'll be honest with you, living around the corner from Langlade, I forget it's there because it's hiding behind the Y.
Yep.
So it's like the best kept secret in town.
No, it's a very difficult thing to determine a lot of times. You know, time of year, time of day, you know, day of the week, different things like that.
Sure.
I almost need interns out there doing counts, like so you do like the transportation.
Wouldn't that be wild? Yeah. Just park them a lot.
Just keep a track. I mean, they do it at beaches. I've seen plenty of beach studies where they look at how many beach users there are, what kind of activities they're doing. It'd be the same thing. Just go with this.
Kind of
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to place a $100,000 facility somewhere that may or may not get used. And it's a niche item. I mean, pickleball is getting popular, but it's still a niche item. So you're going to drive a very small percentage of the village now to this one park, but is it going to be utilized other than that? So will people be able to discover it that aren't involved with the pickleball league simply because of its location?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question that has to be asked.
Well, that's playing a lot of hypotheticals into the situation, and I think we have to be careful because, you know, I'll bring this up again and again. Alloway, in our parks, have been known as the premier parks of Brown County, and they have slipped a little bit because we don't keep up with things of that nature. So, I mean, if that park were to change and not have a tennis court anymore, wouldn't be the end of the world. But I think we do have to look at progression and adding the things that are popular. Pickleball is one of the fastest growing things that are done.
Are you thinking just to maintain relevance? Is that?
Well, I think you have to do it. Yeah, like you would have to do new playground equipment and upgrade things of that nature. You know, I mean, we kind of folded item number 6 and 7 into one. I think we should probably back up and make a discussion and action on number 6 before we get too far into the capital subject.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Does the Y or the Green Bay Schools do anything in partnership with us for Langlade Park?
Currently, no.
It's there, right there.
No.
It almost feels like it's part of one of them.
Right. As far as any programming or anything like that, no.
Because if we dedicated Langlade to pickleball courts, it would certainly...
Right.
benefit both of those organizations to have that facility by them, but they haven't been a financial partner.
No, that is correct. Okay. Correct.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
I still prefer Kiwanis over Langlade if we're going to go that route, but just didn't know if we could find a partner in either of those organizations.
Option two, which is converting those courts, would potentially expedite, you know, the ability for, you know, having pickleball courts a little quicker than, you know, have to reconstruct or construct brand new with regards to, you know, when they would be available type of thing. So.
And you said that the grants were for brand new facilities?
The current one that we've worked with, the Packers Foundation.
So can we use that money then on the Kiwanis and Langlade?
I would have to talk to them and find out that. I do not know.
It would technically be new.
Right.
Because you're converting a tennis court to a pickleball court.
Right.
Including nets, lines, fencing.
Correct. So, well, it might
it
change.
Exclude, like, rehab or something.
Right.
Like
it might change, you know, the level at which our project ranks, maybe, or something like that, and how much money it may get. But you know, that's definitely a conversation I can have with them.
When is the deadline for that one? For the Packers?
We sent it in already, and they make their decisions in October, I believe it is, on that. So
where do we need to go with this as far as an action?
Can we table it?
Do we need to table
until
it
we hear on that and also have the discussions, find out where we can move this into the capital improvements?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I move to table the discussion.
Coordinate with that.
discussion? Tabling it? Are you saying until we hear back from
the grant? Yeah, until we can either hear from the grant or until we figure out what we're going to do capital improvement-wise. So maybe even just table it for a month or until the next meeting. Bring it back up.
The next meeting would be in September. We're not making a decision until October.
So maybe we table it until
11-1. So would we be looking to table this until spring? Or do we want to make this an action item for...
Dad, do we want to do this next year, or...?
I would say that, yeah, if this is the direction we want to go, it would be a 2020 item.
Plus, spring may be too long to wait.
If that's what the committee, you know, recommends, that, yes, we want to do that in 2020 versus any other time, you know, future, how it may fit in with some of the other discussions.
Could we table until the next meeting and you have a conversation with... Packer Foundation to find out if they're even open to having it going with option two. Mm-hmm. At that next meeting, you know, once we've discussed the capital improvements, we kind of have an idea of maybe where it works in and whether it's something we'd want to fund ourselves, even if we don't get the table to the next meeting.
Fair enough.
Sure. I so move.
Second. All those, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the motion carries to postpone it until...
Next meeting.
Next meeting. Thank you.
Sorry about that. We were moving fast there.
Okay. All right. Discussion action for fiscal year 2020 Parks and Capital.
Here is a listing, and this is a working document. By no means is it set in stone. Of just items and tentative years where items would fit. The only items that maybe are set would be the odd years have the pavement reconstruction of the various parks, because that's when the borrowing, the village performs their borrowing for road reconstruction, and we usually wrap those into there. So. Just a listing of with cost estimates of various items. So, you know, wanted to share this with you. Discuss items, options, how we might want to move things around, and if there are other items that the committee has that maybe aren't on the list that we want to include. So, let me pull that.
The dog park in Bellevue abuts the river? I guess I never realized that before.
Very close. It's not right on the river. But that item is that bridge that crosses the river is an item that is in Bellevue's capital improvement plan, as well as discussions with the dog park, friends of the dog park. They have it in their plan as well. So that item, it shows $300,000. That's the total cost, which potentially would be split multiple ways and then grant funded. So that wouldn't be necessarily the cost to the village on that. It's small now. So, anything jump out at anyone with regards to either items or years or anything like that? Obviously, the pickleball court item, you know, it's a placeholder for now. But
I think it was the last meeting where we discussed moving up. Which one is it? The playground replacement at Greenell Park.
Okay.
As well as adding... kayak launch at Greenell Park. We talked about the rental. Of kayaks.
Wasn't that?
That's not the kayak. That's not the top one.
It's not the top one.
No, what she's talking about is, which it was brought up at the last committee meeting of the rental facilities for renting kayaks.
Oh, got it. Yep.
You know. where you had shared that information from Minneapolis area and that. So,
I personally would like to see the Webster Park parking lot moved up.
When do I have that in there, Bob?
23. 23. Of course, I live there.
Sure, sure. It's understandable, you know, huh? And in truthfulness, that's as early as we can get it, because in 21, we're completing the project at Green Isle with the roadway and that.
I'm getting old.
Possibly, you know, we could take a look and see if it could fit in with that Green Isle roadway funding. I'd have to talk to a public works director on that and see how it might fit into that overall.
Because in 2020 you have Green Isle parking lot paving reconstruction.
Right, that was a this year project that's getting carried over to next year, correct.
That doesn't come out of the capital improvement funding.
You are correct there. That comes out of borrowing.
The lighting does not either, right?
The lighting comes out of capital improvement fund, yes.
Was there an estimated cost, Angie, on those things?
I don't recall.
I didn't do enough research yet.
Yeah, I just
kind of
I looked at it.
Yep.
But a kayak launch and even those things, that's very grant fundable. So.
Right. I did actually get some hard numbers on that kayak launch. $30,000 is, and that's, you know, like you said, easily obtainable grants to help offset those costs. Maybe even get it almost no charge if you worked up.
Well,
right?
Coastal grants are 50% match, so I know for sure you have a real good shot at getting 50% match.
Do we have anybody writing those grants right now or working on them?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Do we have an estimated time that we're going to put somebody on it? I only ask because I know that we've lost some opportunities on some other grants.
Right.
Just you that do
them? I'm the only one that
You're
does.
You're the only one that's doing it.
Yeah.
So
which,
Do we have an intern that can help?
We do not.
Okay. Everybody know how to write grants.
I can't do everything.
Right, and that's potential too. As I know that there's also grant opportunities through Fox Wisconsin Heritage Parkway.
Not so much anymore.
It hasn't been funded in a while.
Okay. But then, you know, there's, you know, some other options through the DNR and that as well. So
maybe even Fund for Lake Michigan, they've been very active in this area.
Sure.
I can help you with grants, Chris.
No, that'd be great. I'm very appreciative.
In your spare time?
Yeah. When she's not at the committee. She's not at a meeting. Still have weekends.
Yeah. Chris holidays.
Right. Is sight lighting, is that something that comes out of the CIP?
Yeah.
Park sign comes out of CIP.
Correct.
Do we have lighting earmarked for each one of these years? I know this is on here every year.
Green Isle Park?
Yeah,
to do a certain percentage, to a certain number of lights.
Okay.
And I know that we have had many at the park that have not been replaced over the last several years. So we want to get
replacing?
On that and getting those.
Okay.
Moving
to LED or?
Yes, exactly.
Does that also include the
Little short
bomb? Short ones?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So if we can get the kayak launch funded through grants and the parking lot paving comes out of the other funds, not counting pickleball courts, we're really looking at roughly around $26,000 in 2020 that you have on this sheet out of that $207,000 balance.
Correct.
You should get, $13,000 back into that if the budget stays the same?
If it does, yes.
So then we would only be spending 50%, basically. Well, we'd spend 5% of the fund if it would, if that $13,000 was put back in.
Right.
You know, well, we also talked about moving up the playground replacement.
There's some that's something to look at. There's some bigger dollar items a little bit later on that sheet. You know, that even if they're not moved up, you know, it's almost like a savings account that you need to save up to make sure you've got enough money to do that project at some point.
Yeah, I have a question on the park sign for the west entrance of Broadview. So we already have a sign on the east entrance, right?
Correct.
Is there any reason why that's so far up in the list when we have other signs that are looking much worse than we already have at least one sign at?
Is that the driveway right off of Libel Street?
It is.
That's probably the most trafficked way in, isn't it?
It is. From my knowledge, it doesn't have the correct park name on it. So
minor.
Okay.
That's a good reason,
right? It currently says Alloway Anchors Park.
Oh, it's interesting. Okay. All right, so that would give it priority. I was just thinking that if we went ahead with pickleball court East Lawn Park, it'd be nice to move up the sign.
I would agree with that.
No, and you're you know that you know some of these improvements to some of the parks, you almost want to follow up with a sign.
Yeah.
You know, like this year we've
make it like a
we're
new
putting
place.
putting the new sign out here at Webster.
In conjunction with the shelter that went out?
Correct. We have it. We just got to get the time to get it installed.
We'll hopefully get there before the ground freezes.
Yes.
So I have a question on Sunset Park Annex, the donated property.
Mm-hmm.
There was initial plans to put some sort of nature trail through there.
Yep.
Is that on this one?
It is. Way down at the bottom, last
that
one.
Very left.
That sunset, that trail spur. Yep.
And what do you call, I just called it the annex, but do you have a word for what that might be? So people kind of
not really. You know, it's an extension of Sunset Park. So, we really don't have it named as anything in particular.
So if you want some help working on the grant for invasive species removal and that kind of stuff,
thanks, Jim. Was there any items that anyone thought of that aren't on this list, I guess, that maybe I should add so we keep it on our radar? Excuse me.
What does site furnishings include?
Picnic tables, benches, bike racks, things like that. We've been replacing with all of the no maintenance type of items, you know, getting away from the old wooden ones that seem to deteriorate or get damaged or things like that.
3,000 pounds?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we did actually have vandalism to one of our newer picnic tables this year that hopefully we'll get some get repaid back. They caught the individual, but they built a fire on top of it and melted the plastic.
Where was that?
Over at Optimus Park.
Kids?
And
was it kids?
I don't know who the individual was, but so
the things people do.
Right. So when you think that there's no way somebody can do something to an item, they find a way. So
where there are bike lanes on some of our streets, who is responsible for repainting the lines and the biker emblem?
Depending on the street, it's either our Public Works Department or it's Brown County Public Works.
Like Hoffman Road would be Brown County.
Alloway Avenue would be
Brown
County.
County. Good luck.
Yeah.
And typically,
cyclist safety isn't important to people in the state. They'll run you over and blame you for it.
Because I was just kind of doing the math with if we were to move up the Green Isle Park to 2020, not even including the pickleball courts and not including the boat launch dock. So taking those two out just because they're potential grant. We're at $211,000, and we only have $207,000. So
yeah,
break the bank. I think that the playground.
What about is that capital improvement fund also part of any contingency planning if something has to be replaced immediately, or does that come from a different fund?
Depending on the situation, I guess.
Because, like Dina's saying, if we break the bank, we could be in a very bad spot.
Right.
We need to
If it's something that would require immediate replacement or repair because of safety reasons or a park shelter collapses or something like that and needs to be replaced. If there's funding available, my guess is the village board would look at this fund first before they would go into any of their contingency funds to do any work that would be needed.
Is something like the playground replacement at Green Island all or nothing, all at one time, or is that a project that can be done in phases?
It could be phased. It could be phased.
Good question.
Typically with playgrounds, we start with a budget, and we kind of build around that. Okay. Does it have to be that large? It could be phased back. Work from that point.
Because at 2022, you've got couple big ticket, the two big ticket items, the bridge especially.
Right.
And that's a shared, or is that our portion of the bridge?
That's the entire project cost, so our share would be
one third.
That, my guess. Plus some other options to offset even further, whether that's grant funding or naming rights or something like along that lines, for an item like that. So,
who here is working on naming rights? Sorry,
right. No.
But I mean, that is
we have that opportunity now.
That is
though,
a
because
great opportunity.
We did, last year, the year before, we did change some of our ordinances and did some opportunities to allow for that for projects such as this.
The things like that, Green Isle Park playground equipment, some of these other things, a splash pad, whatever, could be great opportunities for somebody who wants to give some money to the village to put their name on it, but they have to know about these things. How do they even know about these things?
Good, great question. Great question.
We'll get marketing on it right away.
So, I guess from what I was hearing, there were a couple projects, mostly the Green Isle Park one to move up to 2020. Green Isle Park playground. Mm-hmm. And then adding those stations, the kayak stations.
This is still a recommendation to the board. They still have to approve.
That is correct. Yeah, these would just be recommendations, and then during the budget process.
Are parking lots, like paving reconstruction, is that out of?
Bonding. That's not out of our CIP.
Correct.
Okay. Then I guess I'd like to see the splash pad get a date and a location, and I guess I'd propose 2023 at Optimus Park, just to open up discussion with anybody else.
Date isn't an issue. Location is going to be the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Is there room there?
Optimus Park just seems like it'd be overkill at that park.
Okay.
No. So just because there's
so much there,
full attention someplace else, maybe.
I don't know if the best location for something like that in our community. Not that I don't want it. I'd love to have a splash pad here. It's something that's going to require, you know, good infrastructure. You know, so, you know, do you have good water pipes? Do you have good drainage? Do you have good things like that currently? Or will you have to include that in your cost? Do you have the space? Do you have parking facilities? Because that's going to draw a lot
and that's
of people.
Is that currently the way it's thought of? Is it a free-for-all type thing? Or is there a fee going to be associated with using it?
We haven't discuss that at all. I don't know of many that are fee based.
I know of one that's fee, and it's an indoor one.
Mm-hmm.
And even parents have to pay. Mm.
Well, I'm not sure that's the right way to go. Curious as to how, you know.
Sure.
If it's well advertised in a good spot, it's going to get utilized, and then you have to think about crowd control and things like that.
Yeah, and once you start adding a fee to it, then you have to have somebody manning it to collect the fee.
Right.
You got to put a fence around it to make sure people go through an entrance gate and everything else.
And your labor costs alone until you.
The committee, Connor, Little Shoe, two women that took on the challenge of doing the fundraising for it and got 100% of it paid for it.
No kidding.
Yeah, through grant money. And
good for them.
It was just done.
Was it a splash pad or was it
a splash pad?
Was it Grand Shoot?
Call.
I think where that was.
I think they're very fundable, but I mean, we need to at least do the legwork of finding out where it would be the location. Mm-hmm.
Will we do that in our outdoor rec plan, though?
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
currently it shows in our rec plan Optimus Park.
Oh, it does.
You
okay.
We had it as a longer term, but you know, it was like
when
I said.
You
it
talk
was
about plumbing and drainage, isn't it put in similar to a bathroom facilities? I mean, you have water coming into the bathroom at Optimus Park. Wouldn't you have a paved surface? The water drains out. It comes, you know.
There are a couple of different options on how you do it. You can either capture the water and treat it, reuse it, or you utilize the water and it flows.
Yeah.
Optimus Park has good facilities for that type of a thing. It's got newer, water pipes and stuff like that. But some of the parks, well, Wheezy Park, for instance, there are no utilities out there, so you wouldn't be able to do it there.
But it's nice because you know the things with splash pads are supposed to be accessible, and if you already have accessible facilities out there, it's nice to have everybody in one.
If you're looking to invest to create kind of a new park experience, East Lawn would be the place to put it. Get rid of that tennis court and change it into a different kind of park.
You've got the space.
Yeah.
Well,
they just need some renovations.
Take the money you have in East Lawn here for like redoing the tennis court, those types of things. Turn it into developing that into a usable park. Right now it's just green space. I almost wonder
if we wouldn't try to do a community survey of some sort to get some input from the community.
Don't you imagine you're just going to get people kind of voting what's nearest them?
Maybe not. Because I would anticipate people around East Lawn Park would say, no.
All the traffic.
Bob doesn't want it at Webster.
Right?
Well, if it gets in that parking lot faster, then yeah.
But, what I'm saying is kind of reach out. Well, maybe we.
So you have a mix of people saying, I want it here because it's by them, and I don't want it by me.
Right, you know.
Let's put it where GBCI is.
Sounds like a great plan.
Let's raise that place. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, the governor give you a meeting first.
Hey, he just gave Green Bay $2 million.
Well, that gives us a little time. If you're thinking 2023,
at least put it 2023.
Because that also, if you look in 2021, we have to do the comprehensive plan update, the CORP update, which that could get looked at during that time period. of, you know, of best location and things like that. A lot of that legwork can be done by the consultant.
Yep. Yeah. And Angie's got a point. If we never assign a date to it, it'll just keep getting that burned up.
Oh, sure,
forever.
Sure.
Oh, really? It could even be 2022, right after the outdoor rec plan. Well, no, because then you wouldn't be ready to put it in. So, yeah, 2023 would probably be the best. You have it in?
I like plan. It. How about spring of 2020?
Right? Get it in next year.
Spring. Get it in January.
Even better.
Can we do it in the odd? No, we can do it in the odd years. It's just we have to do the parking stuff in
correct.
The odd years.
Correct. Okay.
And then to move Green Isle to from 2022 to 2020, the parking lot at Webster Park. Maybe if he sweet talks you to 2020.
I could potentially add that in. I can take a look at that.
And then possibly the kayak? Or do you want to put that on another category?
The one at Greeno?
The kayak rental.
Well, I see that being part of the kayak launch for 2020 at Green Island. I think that's something that could come as one grant
kayak
application. One.
Which where? Like, I'm sorry, where?
At Green Island Park, kayak launch with a rental unit, like rental, self-service rental
it's
unit.
It's like an automated rental unit? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. For which
put it
which
that's
year?
Not currently on
2020.
Yet.
It's not on here at all.
Okay, so you want to put it on 2020.
Yeah. When, I'm
that's
sorry.
Maybe a kayak.
Does it come with a PFD and everything?
Splash pad.
That's PFD.
I'm trying to help her out.
Put a fountain in the water.
Is that going to get somebody
well, I don't
in the river?
Our kids are getting
kind of
older.
Like
they're still
right?
Not going to
appreciate it much longer.
Because then liability issues there if the
kayak
village owns it. That's something to think
and,
about.
And rental.
That's even better.
You want that at Green Isle? That
would
that
be
launch,
for
right?
The Easter, yeah.
And that's something if everyone's okay with it, I will pitch the idea to Coastal Management tomorrow at their grant workshop just to see what they think. What do you think, Chris? Is it all right if I talk to them about it?
Yeah, you
both
can talk
those?
To them about
just
both of the kayak launches.
I can talk them both with kayak launches.
You know,
launches
the Optimist
yeah.
One at the Kayakers Point plus that one.
Sure, two different
you know, it doesn't hurt to throw out some feelers, mm-hmm. Get on their radar. Right?
Why is it called the Alloway Optimist Kayak if it's at Kayak Point?
Alloway Optimist Kayakers Point is the name of
oh,
that location.
It's on the sign?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's on the sign.
I should go look at that sign.
Yeah. Kayak Point?
So what did the Optimist they gave money for?
That I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh.
That was prior to my time here, so I'm not
I didn't
exactly
realize
sure.
that was named that.
Yep. Yep.
I was just always thought it was Kayak
kind of
point. Yeah.
They generate a lot of money.
They do. I just
they
don't
they
know
do.
What
no.
they
I'm not opposed to them having names on things. I
no,
just
no.
Know
and like, yeah, I don't know what the history is or the story is for that name. So.
Anything else? And then, so the East Lawn Park, do we want to add another item to that to be the possible conversion of Kiwanis Park or Langley Park for pickleball courts? Is that going to be confusing?
No,
I don't.
No, I'm serious about. I don't think. I think pickleball courts going there was kind of a dead issue, wasn't it? Aren't we going to do that over at Kiwanis?
Kiwanis.
Yeah.
That's,
well, we were waiting
that's
to
been tabled.
The grant.
We tabled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Came in too, right?
But to answer your question, as far as putting it on this list, we can definitely put
to
it on
put
the
it
list
there because then we yeah. can always cross.
This is a working document.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this
go.
Is just
yeah, I like that
you
idea.
Know, that way we can have it. We have it on there, so we know we're visually looking at it and seeing it.
And And then the price would be changed too.
I think we would add it. We would keep the East Lawn Park pickleball courts
as
on there.
As an option.
Yeah.
Oh, you're keeping it on there, just adding Kiwanis Park?
Yeah. As an option.
And got it. Just put Kiwanis. It as an option.
So we're going to for sure do Kiwanis and not Lane Lake?
That's tabled.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We haven't decided yet.
Okay. So I just... That's good, because I just didn't want it to say Kiwanis.
I'll put
it
slash
Kiwanis
slash Lane Lake. Probably in Seattle.
No.
Oh. That's where you saw all those cool playgrounds.
I know. To get one of those. Okay. Do we need action?
I don't think it's really an action item, is it?
Well, we had it in as an action item of...
A motion for those.
And I guess I would just say you make a recommendation, to include A, B, and C.
I'd move to include the discussed changes that we provided and Chris annotated on his sheet.
Second.
I have them written down too, Chris.
Okay.
So, motion by... Dan, second by Angie, right?
Yep.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against? All right, passes. All right. 8. Park maintenance operations report.
Yes. Trustee Atwood at the last meeting had asked... For a little bit of information, as he, I think he put it, kind of the look behind the curtain of what our park maintenance operations kind of entail. Because if you recall, we were talking at the time, we were talking about Emerald Ash Borer, our tree removal operations, and how that might affect some of our other operations as far as, are we going to be able to, with our current staffing and budgets, be able to continue to... do everything we do or do them as frequently or whatnot. So I just, I had this as a working document that I've been working on, a listing of all of the operations that our park staff does. This doesn't include our recreation programming, like our camp or any of the things that, dance classes or any of that. So this is more... in the field operations that our staff performs. We currently have 4 full-time staff that are in our parks department, work on operations, and then 6 summer staff that work typically for up to 12 weeks during the summer from May through August. Every year, it's hard to find staff to fill those positions. Everybody's having a hard time finding, staff to fill those positions. And B, it seems like those college kids go back to school earlier and earlier every year. So they're leaving at the beginning of August, where it used to be when I was in college, you worked till Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, so we just posted looking for help.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll say that they're going back
early. Right. So, I wanted to share this with the committee just so you guys get kind of a look as to what our staff does, on a daily basis, what they do from on a seasonal basis. Some of these items are more seasonal. On this list, there's 90-plus different operations that our staff does from... maintaining athletic fields, grooming ball diamonds, prepping those for games, painting soccer fields, to taking care of our facilities, maintaining the community center, this building, the fire station, our mechanic, takes care of all of our equipment, all of our forestry operations, including bee nest removal.
Thank you.
Grounds, you know, maintenance, asphalt repairs, making sure our dog waste dispensers, you know, have bags in them, cleanup, garbage and debris cleanup in the parks, you know, things like that. Taking care of, you know, in the fall coming up, mulching leaves in the parks. Spring cleanups in the spring. Turf mowing takes a lot of time. I believe we have close to 175 plus acres that we maintain, mow, between parks and medians like Webster Avenue, village facilities, different areas like that. Snow and winter, obviously we're doing snow plowing when we need to. Removing snow from trails, grooming cross-country ski trails, taking care of our ice rink at Green Isle Park. Over the years, we have whittled those down to one location. It used to be many locations around the community where they had ice rinks, including East Lawn,
Webster,
Kiwanis. Sunlight Park even had an ice rink there at one time.
Green Isle isn't likely to have an ice rink this year, does it?
I'm hoping so.
I walked by there this morning, too. I can't believe how wet that still is.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get in there before it gets too frozen, I guess, to cut all the grass down near the weeds and stuff. Because that location, we typically get in there, and it might be a hand mowing type of a situation with hand brush cutters or string trimmers or whatever, just to knock that stuff down so once it freezes, then we can, you know, maintain that ice rink. It's a great location to have an ice rink because there's already water there, you know, as opposed to trying to flood a grass area, which takes a lot more effort and time. So it's a positive when we can get it to work out and that. So special event setup, things like Pooches and Pints events, you know, our staff's in there setting up fencing and getting things ready for that. Whether it's special projects, park projects, you know, those are the types of items that typically get pushed off if, you know, we're doing other operations that need to get done, tree removals and whatnot. We're maybe not able to, you know, put our fishing piers back in because they got wiped out this, you know, displaced this spring from the ice being shoved during that flood. You know, our plan was to get those back installed back this year. I don't know if we're going to get that done this fall yet. So, trails. You know, trails are a big part of this community, so we need to make sure we're maintaining them and taking care of them. And other items that our staff does, they help with elections, and next year is going to be a big election year. Mm-hmm. Heard today at 4, I think Debbie said, at 4 different elections next year. Mm-hmm. So our staff typically sets up for those and helps out with that. House cleaning and organizing, street decorations, banners, vandalism repair and trainings. So
that's 4 guys.
That's 4 guys. You know, we do occasionally get help from our public works department on some operations, and we help them sometimes on different things. So that's something that we're seeing that we're going to have to be doing more and more of. As an organization, to look at our customers and look at our community and say, okay, what's priority here and what needs to be done. So, we obviously need to look at that before we look at reducing services or, looking at more staffing or whatever. But just wanted to share that. It's an item I think that we're going to continue to build on. By no means is this everything, it'll be a document that I think will help us as administration level to see okay, you know, where a lot of our time spent. And you know, we're going to also expand this, maybe this list, and look at, you know, how can we improve the operations we're doing. You know, currently we're working internally on continuous improvement processes with our, you know, some of our operations to see how, you know, we can take what we've done for, you know, the last X number of years and maybe improve it so that we're providing a better service to the public at maybe a better cost, things like that. They just went through the last month and a half or so, 2 months, went through the process of brush collection, how the village collects brush, curbside brush collection, and, you know, incorporating the yard waste facility and some things like that. And they've changed some things up and looking at that. And a current one now is, you know, their operation of how they maintain sidewalks during the wintertime, snow removal of sidewalks. So they're looking at that operation right now. So those are some of the things we're looking at trying to do internally, you know, throughout our organization to provide the best services to the community that we can at the best cost.
So. It's a great exercise. Great way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said it before, and it's that you can hear me say it again. You know, is Alloway has been a premier park place in this county. And I'm going to be real honest. I mean, in my opinion, visually, it slipped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think exercises like this help us improve.
Yep.
And that's why I wanted to put it on there.
Yep.
And I think it should be something that we continue to put on the agenda.
Sure.
As we look at it. And if anybody's got any ideas, you know, let's throw them out there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's important to continue the conversation because we do. I understand we have limited staff.
Yep. And I'd appreciate any input, you know, that anyone has, you know, from this committee. You know, even looking at some of the operations that we do, should we continue to do them? You know, are these priorities? Are these priorities that need to be looked at for improvement? Things like that. And, you know, by no means do we have all the answers.
Yep.
You know, a lot of times people are asked, why do you do this way? Well, that's the way we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the questions you look at when you're looking at continuous improvement. Why are you doing the process that way? And are there better ways to do it? Or are there new technologies or equipment that might help? You know, improve things. You know, it's amazing what some of the technologies nowadays that can help, you know, people do their job easier, quicker, and better. So, good.
Good.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks. Future agenda items. Any suggestions from the committee?
Well, as I mentioned, keep this one on the list.
Okay, and we'll obviously bring back the tabled item.
Oh, really? We'll pick a ball.
One thing we might want to put on the list for 2020, considering that 2021 is when our comprehensive outdoor recreation plan gets updated, if there's any specific things we want the consultants to be looking at. I mean, we started talking about that tonight already. Of them doing, you know, certain work on surveying or, you know, like looking at East Lawn and is this, you know,
kind of a corp prep?
Yeah.
Per se?
Yeah.
You know, getting
good,
things ready for when
be a good
build
discussion to have in 2020 in preparation for 21.
All right. Anything else? Otherwise, motion to adjourn, anybody?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Meeting adjourned at 6:47 p.m.
Thank you. Can you